This is the Soundcheck Podcast, bringing you live in-studio performances at newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. The Oh Hellos have been playing their expansive brand of folk rock since 2011. Last fall, they released an EP called Notus, named after the Greek god of the south wind. Just recently, they released another EP, this one called Eurus, named after the god of the east wind. I think you can see a trend developing here. The band has blown into New York from their Texas home, and they're going to play a couple of songs for us here in the studio today, beginning with the title track from the just-out EP called Eurus. Here are the Oh Hellos.
Like it's homing for a bygone sin. Under the weight of it, my bones are cracking like a dry branch in a westward wind. Zeus and his pantheon of kin take the first 9 out of every 10. Venus like lightning changing hands, and all returns back to his pockets in the end. 'Cause you can't take any gold or rings further than the bay. Nothing we make can we bring, but still the bay hanging from the string is calling my name, and like the wind it slips again out of my fingers. As for tuna since I we buy, I spin a wheel with all my might, crushing my kin for warring wage, fitted from the ivory of your tomb and die. And under the table where she dines, I sit hungry with my mouth all wide, fighting for crumbs that trickle down. As she finishes the cake and takes a bite of mine, you can lay any gold or rings further than the fray. Nothing we make and we bring, but still the pain hanging from the string is calling my name, and like the wind it slips again out of my fingers. It slips again.
That is Eurus. It is the title track of the latest release from the Oh Hellos, and they've just played it live for us here in the studio. At its heart, the Oh Hellos is the brother and sister team of Tyler and Maggie Heath, both singing, and Tyler playing acoustic guitar. It's great to have you guys here. I'll introduce the rest of the band in a moment, but
sure.
Let me just ask you guys about this wind project. Notice
sure.
The south wind last year, now Eurus, the east wind. What occasioned this?
A couple of things. A few different reasons, I think, that we kind of went about this release series this way. One of the reasons was just that we felt like in the Netflix era of binge watching, mm-hmm. sometimes it's nice to have something to look forward to. I think you were talking about David Lynch intentionally released the new Twin Peaks reboot episodically so mm-hmm. that people had time to sit with each episode and think about it and then be ready for the next one. I think that's a part of why we did it.
Well, that explains why you would do it a piece at a time
sure.
and not just give us a double LP.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Which would have been a very intimidating thing, I think, as a listener to get 20 to 24 songs dropped on you all at once, mm-hmm. and to think, what do I do with this?
Right, exactly.
But the idea of the Greek gods, you know, Notus and Eurus, and I don't remember. I know Zephyr is the west wind, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and Boreas, I think, is
Boreas,
the one
of course, as in Aurora Borealis. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Some of that is, we had the idea first to do multiple EPs and then thinking about, okay, well, so what do we want them to be about? And there had been a little bit while we were working on Dear Wormwood, our last full-length album. We thought we might try and reference the seasons a little bit, and then that ended up not working out. But we had a lot of these ideas kind of left over mm-hmm. and wanted to do something with them. And part of it was looking for a way to come at the four seasons from a direction that maybe hasn't been done as often as just literally writing about the four seasons.
Right.
And so we started digging into mythology and found very handily in the Greek mythos pantheon that there are these four cardinal wind deities that bring, of course, in part of the research that we did, we found out that Greece, ancient Greece really only had three seasons.
Right.
So I think it's Eurus. We kind of had to like slip in there like, yeah, this works. But I mean, taking liberties with mythology is even maybe part of the EP series
right,
on a very low level. It came from wanting to come at the seasons from a direction that hadn't been done to death, basically. Yeah.
So you came at it from all four directions then,
right.
North, south, east, and west. So the band in a live setting expands apparently to fill all available space.
Pretty much.
You guys are doing a pretty good job of filling the studio today with Joshua Heinlein and Nathaniel Smith on electric guitars and Drew Griffith on the bass. Joey Chance, ensconced behind our drum kit, Matthew Hagerman on viola, a five-string viola, and Zach Wiggs playing the banjo. Maggie, it seems like in listening to the lyrics of both of these EPs, that Greek mythology kind of seeped into a lot of what you guys sing about. There's hieroglyphs and ziggurats and all kinds of like really ancient, you know, terminology being strewn about, which gives some of these songs almost a kind of Homeric or epic cast. Was that intentional?
It was definitely what we were shooting for. I'm glad that it paid off.
It comes across, yeah.
Definitely with this project that we've been working on, as far as the lyrics go, I've been really trying to craft lyrics in like our current era that make people feel still connected to ancient things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It would be great if everyone had an opportunity to believe magic exists, you know.
For
their own personal life satisfaction. And to be able to create that atmosphere for people to feel like, ooh, maybe it does.
So the funny thing is, having started with the four seasons as an inspiration, you've gotten to something that kind of goes beyond season. Beyond, I mean, a lot of these songs have a kind of floating in time quality. They have this sense of the ancient, but you like that?
I like that a lot. Yeah.
All right.
Thank
there's,
you.
There's the next press quote for the OLOs.
There it is. Twice.
Now, a couple of the tracks, you know, segue one into the other. Did you guys think of, and there seems to be musical material that recurs occasionally as well. So I don't want to throw the concept album thing out there, but did you see these as songs that, you know, were all of a piece, aside from having, you know, the kind of the wind thing?
Oh,
definitely. We've been writing the arrangements of each of the EPs to feel like they all are a part of one singular work, not that each one is just something that we threw together, you know,
right.
Like ideally when we're done writing, recording everything, we'll essentially be able to have it
just flow,
kind of right into one another.
To end. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe just because of who we are, first of all, I just love it when you can listen straight through an album and everything feels like it. You can't always tell where everything begins and ends.
Mm-hmm.
That does kind of present the challenge of, okay, how do you do that and also have, you know, like in these EPs, how do you do that and also have five, like, discrete songs? And so on Eurus especially, the song Eurus and into the interlude that leads into Hieroglyphs is one of those situations where especially performing live, we had to figure out, we don't want to just put these together. We want to spread them out, you know, mm-hmm. kind of weave the new music through the set. How do we make these or arrange these for a live performance where they feel like they are their own songs and can stand by themselves? But we definitely, pretty much in every project that we've ever done, have had, we just really like it when things call back to themselves, songs refer to other songs. I think that we've even done albums referring to other albums, but usually quietly enough so that it doesn't seem like we're being lazy, but
it's for us
For anyone who enjoys kind of stumbling upon that and feeling like, oh, I discovered something cool.
Yeah.
It's a little present for someone listening really closely.
That moment at the end of Wagner's Ring Cycle where he's calling back, you know.
Right.
I don't know if we have any Wagner fans.
We got one.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, but the idea of leitmotifs and bringing stuff back.
Exactly.
Now, of course, he did it over the course of, what, 24 hours of music? But
right.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
That's a little less
ambitious with this four EP set right. that the Oh Hellos are in the middle of. Also in the middle of a tour around the country. Mm-hmm. The band is here with us playing on Soundcheck today. And this next song, we're going to go back to the last release, Notice, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Notice, again, despite the wind inspiration, was full of kind of natural imagery and a lot of wave and water imagery, mm-hmm. it seems.
Yeah. We were thinking about the Pacific Northwest when we thought about a lot of that, right?
A lot of the...
I got it totally wrong.
No.
That was one of those silences that says, "Tyler, you ignorant slut."
No, I guess for me, like, since Notos is the southern wind that brings really turbulent storms, Tyler and I grew up about 20 minutes from the Gulf Coast, where hurricanes were an annual threat, and we have to.
Had to evacuate a couple times.
And so, at least for me, writing lyrically, to have that visible image of a very violent wind stirring up the water that is, like, I don't know, compounding on itself and building this giant storm that can lay waste to the entire countryside.
All right. Fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's really, really light. Lighthearted, just good time.
Easy listening. Yeah. That's our aim, really.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. They're all love songs. So off you go then. We're listening to the Oh Hellos performing live, and this song is called On the Mountain Tall. It appears on the EP called Notice, but here's a live performance.
Can it and grow, build a wall so high it reaches the heavens in the sky. Oh, oh, shouting down the quiet kingdom come, brushing at your fingers, hoping you'll come around.
The Oh Hellos. Live on Soundcheck with a song called On the Mountain Tall, which appears on last year's EP called Notice. The new one is called Eurus, South Wind and East Wind, respectively. So halfway through a project that will ultimately be four separate EPs released not only individually but independently, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that you guys have done from day one, it seems.
Yeah. Certainly it's been, I guess, our goal. Work independently. In the beginning, it stemmed from the thought that no one would be listening to us. So right. why bother thinking about you know how we should structure our careers? And then grew into, I don't know, I don't really like the idea of telling me what to do.
Right. We already had too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right. I kind of like the idea of being able to like walk away at any point if we need to. And then we involved like 10 more people and. That's less of a thing now, wanting to walk away. It's just we have, I guess, pretty strong vision for how we want the music to sound and feel like and how we want to make it available to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's felt for us just like the most straightforward course to kind of just do that ourselves.
Yeah. So this whole folk rock thing has become big business with bands like the Lumineers and, of course, Mumford & Son, et cetera, being signed to major labels and big distribution deals. So you said you have a very strong idea of what you want the music to sound like.
Sure.
How is that different from what you hear on the radio with some of these, you know, other folk rock bands?
I guess a lot of it is just that since we write and record every single detail ourselves.
Provided we have the instruments, basically.
Mm-hmm. We just already know exactly what we want the song to sound like, mm-hmm. And which instruments be involved and all that sort of stuff. And I feel like working with a producer, which usually is entailed with a record label, mm-hmm. Especially someone who hasn't been there from the start. We might have to fight more for why we want to do things the way that we want to do.
We are terrible at conflict.
Right.
Terrible at it. No good at confrontation.
No good at confrontation.
I feel like also, I for sure, because I went to school for it for a while, but mm-hmm. I think both of us came from kind of a classical choral orchestra chamber kind of background, and mm-hmm. so a lot of the music is less even the live show that we have now with eight people on stage, it's like an adaptation or an arrangement of what Maggie and I wrote, not really thinking about how we would reproduce it. So we've had and that's been every record, and kudos again to you guys for yeah. for being so patient at learning. And Zach is crossing his eyes and his nose is bleeding.
So since you have that kind of training in your background, when you guys sit down, are you notating stuff? I mean, is there actual?
It's every now and then.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more like inspired by than like.
Okay.
I mean, because. I was never like the good student of classical composition. I was there learning what I could, and also at the time, very, very foolishly, I regret this very much now, but at the time feeling like, oh, this is, I don't want to learn about this. I want to learn about this. And the second this, with a much more emphasis on it, was like film scoring.
Uh-huh.
And I, of course, was a young and dumb college student who didn't understand that you build to that with the fundamentals from before. So we've leaned a lot on, you know, what we learned in school, and I wish now every so often, I should have paid more attention to the stuff that they were telling me about that I thought was boring.
So voice leading and
three
and four part harmony, right?
Yeah.
Counterpoint.
Definitely, I think one of the big things that has helped us a lot was just ear training.
Yeah.
Was very, very useful. Yep. And the ability to like recognize not only different chord, I'm going to use the word identities, and I know that that's probably not the right one, but then also to be able to, for us personally, be able to like talk about, yeah, we want this chord instead of this chord because this one feels more correct. It's like, it's aiming at the emotions that we want better than another one would have.
Right. And when you're in the studio, is it usually just the two of you doing everything, playing everything?
Very nearly. On the on these EPs, Matt has contributed all the string parts, usually with a lot of kind of co-writing back and forth on, yeah, do this. Okay, maybe not that note. Oh, that's a super cool thing. We hadn't even thought of that. Our previous touring drummer, Austin Norman, who actually built our whole touring drum kit, recorded the drum parts after me sending him the parts that I had written. And there was a lot of questions like, did you write this line or is this like a loop that you found? And I would say, I wrote it. And he would say, I hate you. Because again, one of the problems that I ran into in school was when I wrote music, I cared more about how it sounded coming out of the speakers and how it struck you that way than thinking about how would a human being actually do that with the limbs that they have. Yeah, but everything else, I mean, like all of the acoustic parts, pretty much all of the guitar parts and stuff, it definitely is a very, we sit down and write what we want kind of starting point on the record. And I feel like the translating that to the live show involves a lot more freedom and collaboration because it's like, here's where we started from, but how do we take this and make it really fun to perform with this ensemble and so have, you know, ensure that the audience is going to enjoy it too.
Right. I mean, you know, the live show, you hope, is not just a recast of the of the record, but you know, something that's a little different. Let's hear another song from Notice.
Sure.
Shall we? This was the single, right? I mean, and since you are independent and do it yourselves, you decide which is the single.
Right.
Torches is the name of the song. Let's hear another performance. It's the Oh Hellos playing live in the Soundcheck studio. Torches is the name of the song from the Oh Hellos. You'll find a version of that on their EP Notus, inspired by the Greek god of the south wind. The new album is called Eurus, inspired by the Greek god of the east wind. So you have west and north still to come. Maggie, which one? Let me guess which one comes next. Is it north wind?
It is.
All right.
It is.
Because the last line of the last song on Eurus references the north wind blowing.
People are paying attention. I love it.
So
Matt didn't know, but you caught it.
So that's you said Boreas is the god of the north.
Not totally sure how to pronounce it just yet. We'll figure that out.
We'll probably call it Boreas, but we're from Texas.
Boreas, okay,
we
whatever.
From Texas, so.
Take down the
and then Zephyros, west wind. Mm-hmm. So what's the schedule? When do we see these?
Ooh.
To be
soon.
Determined.
Yeah, okay. They're in progress. We're still in the process of writing them while we're on this tour, and so the idea is kind of as soon as possible from our perspective. But you know,
well, but you're independent, so that's the only perspective.
So our the only other schedule is fans demanding to hear it, and we hate disappointing people.
All right. Well, I'm not disappointed. This has been a great set. It's been great to have you guys here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Enjoy the rest of the tour. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Like Caroline Bells, the house of Augustus swings with the echoing hymn of my fellow passer, and they took to it like a fox to a burrow, like an eagle to an airy. My God's getting hard, even hum a single thing, 'cause you were the song that I'd always sing. You were the light that the fire would bring, but I can't shake this feeling that I was only pushing the spirit to your side again.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.